And it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here on this Monday night, and it's good to be with you. There's radio, and then there is the Phil Henry Show. Increasingly, we lead the way as one might who has point on a dangerous patrol, a dangerous mission. Will we come back with the ears of our enemies tied about our waist as so much ornamentation, or will we suddenly be never heard from again? I don't know. It's not for me to say. Anyway, that was pretty, and I ad-libbed all of that.
I was going to say, did you write that down?
No, I completely ad-libbed all of it. It didn't mean anything, but...
Well, it means a lot in terms of the courage and everything.
Oh, it's a radio show. Don't get all excited about courage. What does...
Well, you know, we were talking about this before I went on the air. And, by the way, welcome, folks. We do have some things we want to get into. One of them was the capture of a terrorist. We're going to have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on to talk with us, not because Jay is necessarily an expert, but when it comes to terror or security experts, he's about all we can dig up at this hour.
Hey.
Thank you.
Well, don't let him hear that.
Well, Jay knows how I feel. Jay knows I love him. Jay knows I love him and that I consider him to be inept. Anyway, so we were discussing just before we climbed into this cockpit that we call the Airbus of magnificence that is the Phil Henry Show, and we were talking about... talk show hosts now are doing this prognostication. It isn't really that they're not really fortune tellers, but they are now saying, well, you know, the end is nigh. And it isn't just the province any longer, say, of art. You know, art sort of pioneered that. And there's always the originals, and then there's always the guys that are coming along behind trying to lick up the gravy that fell off the tray. I mean, you've got Art Bell, and then you've got Alex Jones, okay? You've got Howard Stern, and then you've got just about every talk show that does a morning show. You've got me, and then you've got...
No one.
Exactly. So,
Yeah, that's only because you don't know how to do the thing that you do.
Thank you, bud. It's very nice of you to say, but nonetheless, And you've got Art Bell, and as I mentioned, you've got Alex Jones and others, and these guys are all predicting the end of the world, and they're predicting the end of this, and they're predicting the end of that, and they're saying that if you look at history, why history teaches. Let me explain something, folks. History is a much tougher topic than just glancing at a date on a timeline and saying, see, Rome ended, and they were an empire. Why, America's going to do the same thing. It doesn't work like that. You have to understand what the nature of each society is, see? So if you say that Rome ended and America's going to end the same way as Rome because America is kind of an empire and Rome, you know, is kind of an empire, and that's the same thing. And see? And look? And see? Okay? And that, no, it doesn't work like that at all.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. How does it work then? Rome was...
Well, first of all...
No, hold on. Rome was the most powerful nation on Earth at its time.
Yes, but therein it ends the comparison. Rome was an empire in the strictest sense of the term. It was an autocracy run by an emperor, and as we all know, the least efficient way to run a country, if you want options and you want ideas and you want to be flexible as a society, you want to know how many different ways you can go. The least the successful form of government is a dictatorship or an autocracy because it does not abide multiple opinions. Rome was also a society that was steeped in lots and lots of superstition as opposed to the very clear separation of law and religion that we have in our society. Rome was guided by the superstition of priests in many instances, depending upon the emperor that was ruling at the time.
Yeah, you said about a republic and everything. What about the fact Rome was a republic?
Rome hadn't been a republic for hundreds of years, man, when they finally went down to crapper. They had not been a republic since Julius Caesar marched on the capital city there in the years just prior to the birth of Jesus. You ever heard that term, Rubicon?
The what?
Have you ever heard the term crossing the Rubicon?
Well, yeah, it's the river.
Yes, it is a river, right. Have you ever heard the term, he crossed his Rubicon?
What do you mean he crossed his Rubicon?
Is it a desert or is it a river, Phil?
Are you being funny or something?
No, you said he crossed his Rubicon. What is that?
It's a saying. See, what happened was Julius Caesar had his troops lined up in northern Italy, and the minute they crossed the Rubicon to head south to Rome, he knew he had committed an act that he could not turn back on. He knew that he had crossed... He didn't think I'm crossing the Rubicon, but that was the river that they crossed, and...
Were they not able to get back across it?
Yeah, they have a bridge.
Why don't you guys just listen to the poetry of the thing, man? Forget about whether they had a bridge or they could get back. He crossed the Rubicon. It was a major river, yeah. And he was sending down south into Italy thousands of troops. It was not an operation that he was going to easily turn back. So when Caesar crossed the Rubicon, that has become a saying for you cannot turn back now. If you cross your Rubicon, you cannot turn back. You are committed. See? So there you go.
Well, I don't know anything about that. I think, Phil, that you, when you bring those examples up, it makes me, and I'm an educated woman, I have a college degree, and it makes me look a little bit like I eat with my hands. So I would prefer that you be a little bit more direct.
Yeah, on a dessert.
No.
Well, you're the one that asked, is it a dessert?
You said he crossed his. So I'm thinking there was ownership there.
Yeah, well, there was ownership there. It was Caesar crossing his Rubicon. All I'm trying to say here is, if you want to predict the end because, oh, gee, I read that Rome went this way. Gosh. You know, one of the dumbest things that people do these days, you want to laugh until you vomit, is that everybody's a brain surgeon when it comes to history. All you got to do is, well, look what happened to Hitler. Why, the same thing's happening now. No, man. You know, history is not like reading a cereal box. That's not how easy it is, and that's not how you get information. That's not how you understand history. You got to understand the societies that are involved, the events, the times, etc. Okay? The New York Times, the LA Times, and the Times. And Hitler and America, no, there's no comparison whatsoever. Anyone that says there is should be taken out and beaten with a tire iron. But the best thing, I guess, that we can hope for is that you just ignore them. Because those individuals, they think they're right, too. They're not dumbasses. They're not trying to manipulate the information. They honestly think they're right.
Well, now, who's saying that Hitler is what?
They were saying that America's turning into a fascist state.
Oh.
And that this is how the Nazis started. You got to be some kind of simple-minded gloid, man, to go down that road.
Well, they talk about Hitler. They're saying, like, fascism, stuff like that. Yeah, throwing everybody in jail.
They ain't throwing everybody in jail. Look, man, you know, you take a look at Germany when they were throwing everybody in jail, and you go ahead, and I dare you to make a comparison between the two societies. And don't give me this bullcrap about it. Well, it's secret now. No. We've already played that one. We've played all of that. We'd love to present the information and evidence, but they're hiding it. Now, nobody's buying that one anymore. So you're going to have to start coming up with some hard and fast facts. If you do that, then Phil here will listen. All right, Jay Santos is going to be with us here in a moment. A couple of things happening this past weekend. Navy SEALs aborted a Somalian raid because children were present. There was a raid in Libya, and they were able to apprehend as well a terrorist suspect, a guy who had been wanted since the bombing of the U.S. embassies in Africa. So that's obviously a long, long-standing warrant and effort at getting that guy. And we're going to talk with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about that. And your phone calls, of course, at 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and join us online with our Phil TV videocast tonight. Yeah! All right, that's one of my very dear, close, personal friends, Eminem, and I thought I'd start the segment here with one of his fine songs, only because I hadn't gotten anything ready in terms of bumper music. Shut up, Eminem.
Well, why are you doing that?
I don't know whether he's going to say F or S or MF or, you know, I was surfing around looking for a bumper because we haven't yet. We're so lazy on this show, man, you know.
Dad, you speak for yourself. I said I'd do the bumper if you'd wanted it.
Yeah, I understand that, man, but I just don't have that stuff ready. So, yeah, no, I'm taking it upon myself. Before we get Jay Santos on here, I want to first of all take this opportunity to thank, from the bottom of my heart, Graham Elwood and the guys at the LA Podfest. That was so much fun. We did Bobby Dooley did an interview with Graham Elwood in front of a packed house. Well, it was packed eventually.
Yeah, it was a very late arriving crowd.
I don't think that late.
Well.
No, I'd say within 5 minutes the room filled up. Anyway, So Bobby Dooley did a great job. And then the Sklar brothers, you know Scarborough Country? To any of you guys listen to that podcast? It's very funny. And these cats have been around since the early NPR days. The Sklar brothers were actually on an NPR morning show. And then NPR decided to gut that morning show. It was a local morning show here in Southern California, I think over on KPCC. And, of course, radio programmers being the brain surgeons that they are, they decided, well, this is a really good show. It sounds funny. It's a kind of a non-traditional show. So let's destroy it and put Morning Edition back in there. And that's what they did, and their ratings went right through the floor. All right. Good job. Smart move, man. Gosh, you know, no wonder you cats do what you do and what I do, because what you do and what I do and I do what you do, and you did the what I did?
Phil, you're rubbing it in. I think they get it.
What is it? Why are program directors and radio executives so thin-skinned and such a bunch of lightweights that they can't take a little bit of crap? You know, especially now, man, the way they're butchering everything six ways to sunset. So anyway, the Sklar brothers were great. And then as we were leaving the event, we ran into a very nice man and his wife, Scott Ian, with Anthrax, and his wife, Pearl Adey. And they had been doing Christine Blackburn's Storyworthy podcast. Very nice guy, and Scott is, and Pearl, a nice lady, and we talked, we chatted, we exchanged gifts. You know, I gave him a little Fijian rug, and no, I'm kidding, I just...
You did?
No, I'm joking. Anyway, very nice people. If you go to our website on the homepage, it's a very casual shot of me and, you know, Scott and his wife, and we just look really cool. All right, so... Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police going to join us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Jay, I know that you wanted to hear... This is a very... It's a little embarrassing for me. You wanted to hear your theme music?
Well, I didn't want to... I said we used to use a theme music, Citizens Auxiliary Police theme music.
Right, exactly. We did not have it ready, and so I just wanted to launch into the interview with you.
I think I spoke with... Hi, Jay, it's Margaret.
Yeah, Mark, did you tell these guys? Did you get them up to speed?
I tried. I talked to Bud, and I talked earlier to David.
Well, wait. What do you mean, get us up to speed?
Well, I asked Mark to get you guys up to speed. I got to have, and I'm not trying to say nothing, but we do have our own theme music. We are a law enforcement agency, and, you know, it's about saving lives. We're the only one that I know of, Phil, that has a theme. And does a theme music, and I thought it would be nice if you people would just do what you would do, and have the theme music ready for us. I mean, if you don't.
Okay, we'll have your theme music ready for you. I don't know that you being a law enforcement agency and having theme music.
Yeah, right here, Mr. Santos, you want it?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, go ahead and hit it.
No, wait a minute, Bud. I was going to say, because of the... Who told you to hit that?
Miss Sales did.
All right, Sir Mantel.
I was going to say...
Phil, he's into the middle of his theme music.
Oh, well, he's in the middle of his theme music.
Do you mind? God.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
Here comes the good part.
It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers...
Or the citizens auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and...
That's all I want to hear.
So you cut the theme off at the end just so you could get in the... All right.
No, it's just the way that we want it to roll. You know, you ever heard of kids when they say something like, that's how I roll? Well, that's how I roll. You know?
That's how you what?
That's how I roll. Forget it.
Jay, by the way, Jay was at the PodFest. You were marvelous with Bobby Dooley.
Thank you very much. I was trying to do my best. The audience was laughing at me.
Well, the audience is going to laugh at you, Jay, but they also are informed by you, I'm sure.
Well, I just... It hurt.
Well, Jay, I think that was their way of endearing themselves to you and you to them.
Say again?
I said I think that was their way of endearing themselves to you and you to them.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I said...
You forget it. What is it with you, man?
I don't want you to be about endearing.
The audience is showing affection toward you. Okay, let's get into what it was we wanted to talk about here. Jay Santos with us. From the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, over the weekend, Delta Commandos. I thought it was interesting that the Delta Force did indeed get the assignment to capture this particular terrorist. And we had heard, of course, comment following the bin Laden caper that the Delta Force had been, they'd been stepped over or they'd been passed over. But there they were, capturing Abu Anas al-Libi, a 49-year-old Libyan, and a guy that has been charged in the 1998 bombings of the U.S. embassies in Tanzania. Tell me a little bit about this operation, Jay.
Well, Phil, you're absolutely right. They did use the Delta Force. A lot of these guys are guys that I know personally. I've talked to them. I don't know them all that well, but we have run into each other. A lot of them, as you know, Phil, live in San Diego. All the SEALs do, because the Navy's down there for the Army, and most of them probably don't live in Kentucky and everything, but just pretend like they lived out here, and you can imagine I run into them in a supermarket or something. I'll say, you know, don't tell me anything you're doing, how you been, you know, I'll shake their hand, that's, you know, okay, don't say anything, and I'll just leave. And
what do you mean, pretend like they, do they live out here or don't they?
No, Delta Force would not live out here in California. Navy SEALs would, because of the United States Naval base, but Delta Force would most likely be back in Kentucky, wherever airborne is going to be. You know, that's probably where they're going to be.
But Margaret's question stands. What do you mean, pretend like they live here?
Well, just pretend they do live here. I do run into them, if you were to pretend that.
Let's say I'm not pretending that. Are you still running into them?
No, then I'm running into SEALs. God! I'm just trying to say, Phil.
So in other words, you're running into guys that are Special Forces guys, but the guys you're running into, how do you know they're SEALs?
I think you can tell pretty much by two, if they're wearing camo and they're ripped. If you see a guy that's buff, if you see a guy that's buff and in camo, and I don't know, you just know, you'll say hello to them.
In other words, you don't really know.
No, I don't really know, but I guess. But what I'm trying to say is,
well, how, what good is this doing us then, okay?
Hey, buddy, come on and do that.
Well, hold on. I can still talk about the operation and everything.
Well, you're giving me this line about how you've met Navy SEALs. Oh, how do you know? Well, because if they're ripped and they wear camo. I mean, maybe, you know.
Exactly, maybe. They're not going to walk up to you, Phil, and say, hi, I'm a Navy SEAL, I'm SEAL Team 6, anything you all know about everything I'm doing? They're not going to do that. Not going to do that. Forget it, Phil. It's not never going to happen, okay? Okay, Phil?
No, gee, I didn't know that, Jay. Thank you very much for helping. Of course I know that. What I want to find out from you is, okay, forget about that. What do you think of the operation?
Well, I think, first of all, if it had been me, I probably would have chosen a more of a direct... I know they were able to capture him, and what they did was they captured him using vehicles. The commanders converged in about three or four vehicles near the home of Al-Labi in Tripoli. His family talked to reporters that the commandos were wearing masks. They smashed the window, and they whisked him away. They put him into a car, and they whisked him away. Now, I don't think I'd do that, because that would cause a great deal of people on the street would go, hey, wait a second, wait, what's going on? You know, Phil, that would attract, you know, Phil, how it attract people?
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah, I do.
All right.
He's just trying to tell you, Phil.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what are you getting?
Go ahead.
All right, so they would converge, and I agree with that part of the plan. Smashing a window and dragging a guy out by his face or whatever, it sounds very sloppy to me. Sounds very sloppy. And
well, how do you know they dragged him out by his face?
Well, look, Phil, they busted a window, and they got him out, and they whisked him away. There's only one way that you're going to whisk a guy away.
What do you mean, whisk away? Are you talking about whisked?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They whisked.
All right, so they're sort of very rapidly departed with him.
Well, that is true. That's what they're claiming. But I don't see how you can do that. You're going to whisk a guy through a busted window. You're going to be dragging him across broken glass. They probably just cut him up bad, man. They probably threw him in the back and didn't even care. And said, are you Al-Labi? And he's, yeah. And just pulled him right through glass. Probably busted the glass using his head. And put him in the back of a Jeep and whisked away. I would think that that's sloppy. I would think that would leave a blood trail. That would not be the way that I'd do it. Now, let's take a look at the SEAL operation, because they were down in Somalia, and they were trying to get a terrorist down there in Somalia, and they had to abort because of kids. That's a tough call, and I certainly admire any military operator who is not going to proceed with operation if there are children that could be hurt. But, let's just get realistic here for a couple of seconds. This guy is a wanted terrorist.
So you'd kill the kids?
No, I didn't say that. I just said get realistic.
All right, hold on for a minute, Jay, because this is interesting. Jay Sam is talking with us about the Delta Force commando raid that was able to apprehend a terror suspect. In fact, a very key terror suspect, a guy that was involved in the bombing, allegedly in the bombing of the U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998. And then there was an aborted attempt at kidnapping a terror suspect in Somalia by the Navy SEALs over this past weekend as James Whale.
Yeah, as James Blue Whale.
As Blue Whale, yeah. This show blows whale. No, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and more here. Don't forget philhendryshow.com, and also online right now is the download of our Pro Game of the Week from yesterday. Check it out. Oh, it's Monday. Welcome back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Go online at philhendryshow.com to get a backstage pass. We have, as I mentioned just before the break, we have the download of yesterday's game. The Pro Game of the Week is as it was broadcast by Steve Bozell and Ted Bell. Now, Margaret, I understand that Ted was rushed to the hospital.
Yes, Ted Bell was taken to the hospital with an asthma condition. This, by the way, after, and I'm almost embarrassed to mention this, but Ted was struck with an asthma attack. He was carried downstairs by Steve Bozell on... apparently Mr. Bozell's shoulder, Bud, is that right?
Yeah, he put him over his shoulder, then he ticked him out downstairs, then he laid him on the dirt.
He laid him on the dirt?
Yes, he laid him down on the ground and then went back upstairs to call the game. And Ted lay there in the noonday sun.
Just lay there waiting for an ambulance?
Yes, and kids walking over and leaning over and spilling ice cream on him. It was very... traumatic for him, so I don't know what he's going to say about that.
Well, I mean, my hands are clean on that one. I mean, that's an independent production.
Well, that's not what he's saying.
Well, okay, I can well imagine, Margaret. Tell you what, I'll talk to a lawyer about that.
Yes, I'm married to a lawyer.
That doesn't make any difference to me. I don't want to be talking, you know...
Well, why not?
Because when I talk to you about stuff, I get nervous, because you tend to make things sound... worse than they are.
I'm trying to tell you the lay of the land here, Phil.
You're not a lawyer, so thank you very much.
I'm married to one.
Just because you're married to one?
Yeah, just because I'm married to one, what?
Doesn't...
It doesn't mean you're one.
My husband is a lawyer.
Do you know how many times I've heard people say my husband or my wife is a lawyer, and that automatically makes him an expert? What is this with people? All they'll say, well, you know, oh, well, my father, my mother was in the military, so therefore what? You're what? You're General Charles de Gaulle or something? All of a sudden you're an expert?
Who's Charles de Gaulle?
Just a general, man.
Probably like George Washington.
Yeah, it's just like George Washington. So anyway, I don't necessarily, I'm not giving you, I'm not disrespecting you, Margaret, but I don't necessarily think that you are a lawyer.
Well, just because you've got a picture of yourself with Scott Ian of Anthrax on the homepage of your website doesn't make you a metalhead. Okay?
Yeah.
That doesn't insult you?
No, it doesn't insult me. What are you, an idiot?
Phil, watch it, okay? Watch it. Because these nails here, I stuck these...
Yeah, I know what she's going to say. Remember when Frank limped?
When Frank limped, I don't want to hear about anything, okay?
Well, that's...
Yeah, that's fine. And I don't like being threatened that way either.
I'm not threatening you.
All right, getting back here to our guest, it's Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, as we are talking with Jay here about, we're discussing with him the... what are we doing with this music now?
That's the theme music.
I know it's the theme. Does he got to do it every break?
Jay, do you want this every break?
Yeah, I do want to ever bring this around, at least for this time now.
Okay, well, here it is.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to hear it. You're talking. I can't hear it. You're talking.
Okay, it's playing.
Would you please shut up? You know?
And don't tell me to shut up, man.
I can't hear it when you talk.
You're the guy that's talking right now.
Or the highway patrol.
Aw, you dirty...
These are the stories of the...
Wait a minute. Turn this thing off. If you think I'm going to get in an argument with you, Mr. Sanis, about your theme music, you're not in entertainment. You're a law enforcement security agency, right?
That is correct, sir. But I'm supposed to say at a Citizens Auxiliary Police at a certain time, and you were gas-bagging me, And
I wasn't gas-bagging you, man. You told me to be quiet, and I said, okay, fine. And then you start saying, I can't hear what you're talking. You were doing most of the talking.
No, Phil, I think if you put a watch to it...
Well, I'm not going to put a watch to it. Play his theme, okay? Are you ready?
No, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. That was more a problem. Honey, do you mind, Mr. Henry?
Well, what do you want me to do here?
Just 2 seconds. Give me a... Okay, I'm going to ask my wife for something. Please don't laugh. Would you get me the chocolate milk that I bought? I asked you 3 times already. No, the chocolate milk. I don't want a Yoo-Hoo.
Oh, man, he's got to be kidding me.
Hold on, please. I don't want a Yoo-Hoo. Okay, my wife's just, you know...
She bringing your chocolate milk?
I don't think it's right for you to...
Phil, he was trying to keep that under wraps.
What is it with you all of a sudden protecting this guy?
I just didn't want to broadcast everybody. Thank you. Very refreshing.
That's nice.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Henry. I will not be laughed at.
Wait. Oh, man, you know.
Well, you laughed at him, Phil. You made him look like...
Yeah, you sort of did make him look like a big, boob, just a boob unchained.
A boob unchained, huh? Wouldn't you... That's your fondest dream, bud.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Boob unchained.
Bool?
In any event, Jay, if you call back, I apologize. I didn't mean to make a big thing out of it. I promise that I won't yell. Is that him?
Yeah, it's Jay. Yeah. He's back.
Yeah, I'd rather you not make fun of me and everything.
Okay, Jay, I'm not going to make fun of you. Let's play the Citizens Auxiliary Police theme. And here it is, okay?
Would you please? Thank you. It does take time. You gotta build up to it.
Yeah.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the citizens auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training.
I agree.
You might as well let the thing play.
No, we don't have no time, you know.
All right, so let's talk about the Somalia raid by the Navy SEALs. It's very interesting, kind of a big weekend for the special forces of the United States military. In one instance, this man is captured in Libya, the man that they feel was partially, if not entirely, responsible for the planning of the bombing of the embassies. In another instance, another high-value target, as they like to say, in Somalia. What happened to the Somalia operation?
My operation, Phil, is one that's a little bit easier to critique from a standpoint of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. My understanding is, and from the preliminary reports that I was getting, the SEALs came in low and they came in sweet. Now, I'm going to be using some military terms, and I'll try to explain them as I use them, but please, if you can imagine that this is classified and everything like that.
I understand.
The Navy SEALs came in low, they came in sweet. They made a very tight entry. They were able to slide in using a lubricant.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, would you... come on, man.
God, what'd you just do? Pound your hand on the table?
I was actually killing a fly.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, man? Slide in using a lubricant.
This is the third consecutive show where I've heard that word. If I hear that again, I'm leaving.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I'm trying to use the Navy SEALs terms for their military operations.
Oh, come on, man. Are you telling me the Navy SEALs use terms like we went in tight and we went in loose and we used lubricant? That's what they're talking.
Yes, sir. That's the kind of thing that they use so that if you overhear them on a radio, you won't know what they're talking about. And it's always trying to say...
What is it with you crying all of a sudden, man? What, Robert?
Well, I'm sorry. He's been kind of emotional, you know.
Yeah, he has been emotional last few days.
Why?
I don't know, but he just has been.
I'm just feeling very emotional, that's all.
Boy, between you and Bozell, man, we got the biggest sniveling babies on this show. Go ahead.
God, that hurt.
I apologize. Go ahead.
So, the Navy SEALs come in on what are called speedboats that you blow up. You know the kind that inflate?
Uh-huh.
What?
On what are called speedboats that you... Go ahead.
Phil, would you let him finish?
Sorry.
They come in on speedboats that you blow up. You go to the gas station and you pump them full of air. they take the speedboats, and then they go in at what we call a sweet angle, okay? They eject themselves from a boat, then they go straight in for the compound area. Now, the compound area is where you're going to find most of your terrorisms, or terror suspect, I should say. Those guys live in compounds, if you're not aware of that, Mr. Henry. So when you see a compound, that's where he's going to, I mean, if you're looking for a terrorist, that's where he would be if you did, you know, go to the right place. So when they came in sweet and tight, and then they loosened up, or they loosened it up, then they were pretty much back door.
Can I just, you know, just interrupt you for a second?
Yeah.
This is getting more vulgar and more vile. Are we going to be getting X-rated here?
Yes, that's a very good question.
I'm not sure I understand.
Yes, you understand. They went in sweet and tight, then it loosened up, and now they're going back door. What do you want me to tell you, man? You understand what I'm saying here.
Well, I understand, but I think most people are going to realize this is a military operation. Nobody's going to be getting all, ooh, wow, I'm getting all excited. We're talking about countering terrorism.
It isn't about... See, the law says that I can't be gratuitous, okay? Actually, the law doesn't say anything. There is absolutely no written law. But the FCC, whenever they get around to sitting down and thinking up some new way of screwing with my life and other broadcasters' lives, they came up with one which was gratuitous. You can't be gratuitous.
What does that mean?
It means just doing it for the sake of doing it.
No, I'm telling you that the Navy SEALs will use these operational terms... So if I could continue.
Go ahead.
So they come in tight, and they go back door, and then in missionary style, and then...
All right, so thank you very much.
Why'd you hang up?
Gratuitous? You're telling me that isn't gratuitous?
Well, I mean, them's the terms that they're going to use. They're not being gratuitous or anything.
Well, I think they are, okay? And on top of everything else, Jay doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. Why am I even talking to him? All right, folks, we're going to be right back here on the Phil Henry... What is this?
I got to block out with his theme.
You're killing another fly, Phil.
Go ahead, man.
Don't you think I'm entitled to have the theme music to walk out on?
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, I'll just shut up.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers...
Here comes Phil, and I'll get out of here. Or the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our...
Great. All right, we'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, on the line with us. Coming up next, we'll have General Galen Shaw to give us a little bit more of a military view of this thing. We got a lot more news to get to tonight here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. A lot of football news, and I do want to get back into explaining what happened to Ted Bell yesterday as he had to leave the broadcast after an asthma attack. Woo! Hello! Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Really thinking about this bumper music, aren't we?
You know something, Phil? I remember when you never mentioned bumper music because to you that was the sign of a very weak show when you talked about bumper music. All you're doing...
Yeah, I do what's talking about it.
All right, so there. I won't talk about it then.
Well, I mean, you don't have to dump out of it, ma'am.
Just forget your bumper music, all right?
Yes, ma'am. Anyway, welcome back to the program, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Before I get into anything, though... Before I get into anything, we got to get Steve Bozell in here. You know, should we wait for Steve for the top of the hour? You know?
Yeah, I think you ought to, because you got a General Galen Shaw on a line.
Oh, my God. Do you want to go back and try that again, or do you just need more insulin shock? What is that?
Oh, wait a minute.
Phil, what did he just say?
I said we got General Galen Shaw hanging on one line.
General Galen Shaw hanging one line.
Hey, Margaret, the kid's nervous, okay? Take it easy. Electroshock.
I didn't say electroshock. I said insulin shock.
Which is worse?
I don't... Boy, look at you, the big expert.
In any event, General Galen Shaw is with us, but we are going to talk to Steve Bozell at the top of the hour because he and Ted Bell covered that Denver-Dallas game yesterday. What a ball game. I mean, what a football game. One for the ages, baby. One for the ages. One for the record books. On the line with me here is General Galen Shaw from Washington, D.C. General Shaw, two very big military operations yesterday, one of them successful. The Navy SEAL operation, not successful, or was it not successful?
Well,
Well, thank you very much for having me on your program, and that's a very good question. And I'm glad you asked that question, because the Navy SEAL operation was successful, although it did not succeed in apprehending the target that they had traveled to Somalia to apprehend. They did withdraw with great skill and precision. No members of the SEAL Team 6 were injured at all, and they also succeeded in their secondary objective, which was not to injure any children that they saw in the compound area. And it was at that time they made the decision to withdraw.
So the SEALs saw that there were children there, they decided to withdraw?
No, what initially happened was that they were seen by one of the security people in and around the compound, and a firefight ensued. They withdrew to the beach. The SEALs are very skilled at this. Just because you say they're in a firefight, to the SEALs, that's hardly breaking a sweat. They are very, very skilled. Obviously, they are expert shots. And so when you exchange fire with a Navy SEAL, you are automatically at a disadvantage. And I don't care how many soldiers or how many people there are, personnel there are, that they're going against. So the SEALs withdrew with skill and precision to the beach. And it was at that time that they huddled together, even with a rain of bullets coming down around them, and decided to rest, have some refreshment. They then reached into these MRIs they have, Phil, which are food packets.
Hold on for just a minute, because I'm losing you here. They're in a firefight.
That is correct, yes.
And they're getting...
hold on, because I know that this sounds unusual.
You see, they're getting shot out when they eat on a food?
That's exactly right, Rich. See, they are so skilled. These are SEALs, Phil. This is the Navy SEALs. Okay, so just throw everything out that you think you know about a soldier. They can go down to the edge of the beach as they did, break out their rations, have coffee, have dessert, smoke a cigarette, even as they are taking incoming fire to the tune of thousands of rounds a minute.
Now, how are they able to do that?
You just heard what I said, didn't you?
Phil, they are SEALs. They're Navy SEALs.
Well, that's just great that they're Navy SEALs. I mean, you're talking about guys... You're just saying to me...
Well, you just got to listen to me, Phil, and quit panicking, because this is the difference between you and I and a Navy SEAL. You are... Forgive me, Phil, I respect you greatly, but you're sitting there going, ooh, ooh, ooh. You sound like a little girl.
Look, General...
Oh, no, you do. You sound like a little girl. The Navy SEALs would never even want to be in a bar. They wouldn't want to be sitting within 50 yards of a guy like you. They would say... Please, give me my bill. I've got to get out of here. There's a guy down there getting all squirrely and squealy. And no, we can't do that. Now,
all right, I'm going to ask you some questions since it is my show, okay?
All right. You can pull out your little girl act if you want. And
I'm not pulling out a little girl act here, General. I'm asking you a very simple question. Are the Navy SEALs so skilled that they can sit and have a cigarette, eat dessert, make coffee, and contend with thousands of rounds of ammo?
What do you think I just got done saying?
Phil, what is he saying? Are you not listening to him?
I got done saying to you, yes. And that's what happened in Somalia. The SEALs decided this is a good place before we get back on our skiffs and go back to the base of operations, which would be some Navy ship, some operational ship off the shore of Somalia. And they decided at that time, after having a cigarette and dessert,
After having a cigarette and dessert. How do you know it was after having a cigarette and dessert?
Because that's generally the Navy. If you're doing it by the book, that's what the Navy requires of a SEAL.
Yeah, the probably Navy said before you make a decision, have a something on your stomach.
Oh, you guys are high on drugs. I'm never going to buy this.
Bill, I resent that.
I'm never going to buy this in a million years. As good as the SEALs are, I don't think they sat there, had dessert, smoked a cigarette, made coffee, and oh yeah, there's thousands of rounds coming in. Well, I think what we should do here is let's just break off the attack because there's kids.
That's exactly what happened. And you don't want to believe it? That's bad on you, friend. Fool me once, bad on me. Fool me twice, bad on you.
That is true, Phil.
Yeah, and I have never known what that meant. Okay, so, well, that's out of sight, General.
What do you mean it's out of sight? Are you pulling some of that hippie... If you go hippie on me, I've got a knee that is going to be buried in you, and it isn't going to be a place that necessarily has an opening for it, if you know what I mean. Phil, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you very much, General Shaw.
Well, don't go away, Matt. Just go away.
Thank you very much. General Shaw and the Navy SEALs broke off their attack in Somalia because of the presence of children. They could have engaged in a sustained firefight and eventually obtained their objective, if you will. Now, if this is SEAL Team 6, this is the same SEAL Team 6 that attacked Osama bin Laden. And the question that I have, and I wish I should have asked it of General Shaw, although he doesn't sound like he lives on the planet Earth with any of us.
Well, why do you say something insulting like that?
Because I don't believe what he's saying.
If he says that the Navy SEALs can do it, why don't you believe it?
I don't believe they're down there smoking cigarettes, making dessert, and shooting, you know, guns. I know they're good. But the question I wanted to ask was, are these the same guys?
Yeah, like the same guys that went on the Bin Laden raid. Yeah, it's SEAL Team 6.
Yeah, but how many guys are in SEAL Team 6, see? You see what I mean?
Oh, you're saying that this could have been a whole different group of people.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't know. I don't know. The last time SEAL Team 6 did anything that we knew about, it was indeed the Bin Laden raid. And that was 2 years ago, so maybe it was the same guys. I mean, that's not asking too much of guys to, you know, mount a heavy-ass raid every 2 years.
Well, I don't know. I think they may have wanted them to rest up.
Yeah, they want to rest up, probably.
Rest up. Well, I just got done saying, you're talking about every 2 years. Every 2 years, they're asking these guys to do something. Rest up?
Yeah, they probably won't rest up.
Wow. Anyway, congratulations, guys. You didn't get any children killed, and there will be another day. World-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Check out the download of yesterday's show, man. We'll talk about it. Steve Bozell coming up.